And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of May, 2016. It's Bob Dylan's 75th birthday today, born Duluth, 1941. Grew up in Hibbing, just off Highway 61. Joined his first rock and roll band in high school. Headed for New York to meet Woody Guthrie, his hero. Started performing in clubs in Greenwich Village. Released his first album in 1962, called simply Bob Dylan. By 1964, he was playing 200 concerts a year, and by the mid-60s, he'd gone electric. Now has more than 600 songs in his catalog. It was on this day in 1883 the Brooklyn Bridge opened to traffic, which had taken 14 years to build. 27 workers died during the construction. It's the birthday of the poet Joseph Brodsky, St. Petersburg, Russia, 1940, a poet whose readings drew big crowds in the Soviet Union, and he was arrested on the charge of social parasitism. His trial in secret, but the transcript was smuggled out. His defense of the right to be a poet made him a hero, especially in this country and Europe. He was sentenced to 5 years in a labor camp in Siberia, where there was so much protest that his sentence was commuted after a year and a half, and he was expelled in 1972. Went to Austria, where the poet W.H. Auden took him under his wing, got him a job at the University of Michigan, and from there he went on to teach at Queens College, Mount Holyoke. In 1987, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. He died in 1996 at age 55. Joseph Brodsky, who said, "After all, it is hard to master both life and work equally well, so if you are bound to fake one of them, it had better be life." Brodsky also said, "There are worse crimes than burning books. One of them is not reading them." It's the birthday of the novelist Michael Chabon, born in Washington, D.C., raised in Pittsburgh. First novel, The Mysteries of Pittsburgh, came out when he was just 25, a surprise bestseller. As a young writer, he read a lot of John Updike, Philip Roth, and Jorge Luis Borges. He said, "I just copied the writers whose voices I was responding to, and I think that's probably the best way to learn." Author of Wonder Boys, The Yiddish Policeman's Union, The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier, and Clay. His newest book, Moonglow, comes out in the fall. Michael Chabon, who writes from 10 in the evening to 3 in the morning every day, Sunday through Thursday, at least 1,000 words a day. He says, "There have been plenty of self-destructive rebel angel novelists over the years, but writing is about getting your work done every day. If you want to write novels, they take a long time. The best environment, at least for me, is a very stable, structured kind of life." Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled Despair. So much gloom and doubt in our poetry, flowers wilting on the table, the self regarding itself in a watery mirror. Dead leaves cover the ground, the wind moans in the chimney, and the tendrils of the yew tree inch toward the coffin. I wonder what the ancient Chinese poets would make of all this, these shadows and empty cupboards. Today, with the sun blazing in the trees, my thoughts turn to the great 10th century celebrator of experience, Wahoo, whose delight in the smallest things could hardly be restrained, and to his joyous counterpart in the western provinces, Yee-haw. Despair, a poem by Billy Collins from Ballistics, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.